Cornwall has been struggling in many ways recently to come to terms with challenges in its transport links to London. We're talking about Newquay Airport and getting the right flights to the right places in the London at the right frequency. So we've got Transport for London's Guy Lavis with us now, who's been in Cornwall getting people's opinions. Guy, just tell me what are these challenges that you see between Cornwall and London, and how you are looking at them?
Sure. Well, that's right, Matthew. There is a clear challenge here for Cornwall and other regions of the UK, and it's absolutely essential that business people in the UK, wherever they're based, manufacturers and entrepreneurs, etc., have good connectivity to London and the South East, those important markets there, but also they need a gateway, they need access to those emerging important markets in the emerging economies in the Far East, for example, in places like China and also South America. And what we're talking about today, what I'm here to discuss with the Chamber of Commerce, is the Mayor of London's plans for a new four-runway hub airport built to the east of London, which would replace the current Heathrow site, and which we think would give Cornwall and business people here in Cornwall the best chance of restoring a domestic link to the UK's hub airport, but also to access to those important world markets.
And what sort of input? I mean, yes, you're getting opinions. What sort of questions do you need answered by the Cornish business community?
Well, that's a good question. And we're really here today to present the Mayor of London's submissions to the Airports Commission. The background, Matthew, is that the government set up in September last year an independent body called the Airports Commission, chaired by Sir Howard Davis, to hopefully finally, once and for all, resolve this issue, which successive governments for 40 years have frankly failed to deal with, which is what kind of capacity the UK needs in terms of its airport capacity. The Mayor submitted, or we submitted on the Mayor's behalf, three proposals for a new airport to the east of London, at three locations, at the existing Stansted site and at two sites in the estuary, the Thames estuary, the inner estuary on the Isle of Grain, and the outer estuary, the so-called Boris Island. And what we're doing today is explaining those proposals and why we think they're good for Cornwall. And we'll be obviously happy to explain those ideas, and we'll be putting forward why we think that's the best solution rather than expanding Heathrow.
But looking at the time it takes to develop solutions like this, it could be well too late for a place like Newquay Airport that's having big struggles right now.
Yes, I understand that, and there is clearly a short-term imperative, and although you'll appreciate that they sit outside the Mayor of London's remit, I'm absolutely aware that clearly stakeholders are working very hard currently to make sure that very important link to Gatwick remains. But I think what we're proposing today, or what we're outlining, is the best long-term strategic solution to make sure that those important flight connections to London are not continually put under threat. And what we say is that if you build a new four-runway hub airport with spare capacity, then that will create the best market conditions for airlines to come in and trial new routes to the regions and to Cornwall.
Because of the complexities for many business people getting from here to London and London to here, sure, with the changes in the way the aircraft are working and the Newquay Airport and perhaps going to London Southend, that a lot of people are now reverting to the sleeper, using the train and just working out which is the best train times. Yet a lot of the money that is designated to rail is going to HS2, and we never hear of upgrades or new investments that can really boost the line right down to Penzance.
No, I think that's right. And I think it's critical that those links are maintained and improved where possible. Again,
I mean, maintained and improved, part of it could fall into the sea at any moment at Dawlish.
Yes, that's right. I think what we can offer Cornwall is the best opportunity, the best chance of a flight connection. And I think it's that flight connection, given the relative journeys involved, and clearly it's not a short journey to London from Cornwall, however you travel. And I appreciate that the rail links aren't the fastest. I think that makes it even more important that Cornwall maintains its aviation links to London. But not just to London, not just to any airport in London. What Cornwall really needs is a hub connection to the UK's main airport, which is currently Heathrow, and which under our proposals would relocate to one of those locations in the east, which I've mentioned.
Okay, so let's just summarise what you want to tell people in Cornwall or find out from people in Cornwall.
Well, we're here to present our proposals today and make sure that people, to share our plans with business people here today at the Chamber of Commerce, and to explain why the Mayor of London passionately believes that a new four-runway hub airport, which would replace the existing Heathrow Airport, why only that will deliver the connectivity that Cornwall so badly needs.